Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, race fans. How the hell are you tonight? Steve Billmeyer here. I'm going to be hosting this shindig we call Racing with Big Sweat. Glad y'all tuned in. We've got a couple of very productive drivers lined up to talk with us tonight, and we're going to get to know them here in just a minute. First, I'd like to say hello to my partner in crime, the man who makes all this possible and gives me a platform, Mr. CJ Sports. How we doing tonight, CJ? That good, huh?
Let's try that again. Forgot to unmute myself. Let's try that again. I'm glad to be here tonight, even though I'm not the brains, beauty, or the talent behind all this, but I will be behind the scenes pushing the buttons that I so been pointing out that I do.
Yeah. Mr. Tim Shanahan has been pointing out some of my lack of computer skills. So thanks, Tim. We do appreciate that. You know how I feel. You've read my comments. but we do have fun, so that's the big thing. What do you think about this Pocono weekend with the Xfinity Series running up there for the first time? You expect anything different?
You got a bunch of young drivers that, the Pocono's a tricky track for some, and it ought to make for an interesting race. I like it because it gives these drivers an opportunity to get the experience at this track. And, you know, some of them, of course, they run in different series and be, you know, growing up in different series they've gone through. But the Xfinity Series is about as close as you're going to get to the Sprint Cup Series. And it just gives them just a little bit more of an opportunity to get some experience underneath their belt so they're ready for that next level. And I like that.
Yeah, definitely. So it used to be that the Xfinity racers would get a ride in an ARCA car and try to run this race in the ARCA series that'll be on tomorrow. And if you're home tomorrow afternoon, I think it's about 5:45, join my Facebook group, NASCAR and Other Racing. We'll have a live group race thread going on where a lot of group members will be on one link, and we'll all talk about the races and ask questions and, you know, just hang out as a group. So sounds like something you might be interested in. Join the group. Check it out. We do it every race. This televised ARCA, all the top-tier series, NASCAR, IHRA, IndyCar. If it's racing, we're talking about it. And now let's talk some more racing with our first gentleman that's going to come on and talk with us. He's a open-wheel sprint car driver, and a very good one from what I understand, what I've read and everything, so I'm going to find out some more about him. Mr. Dawson Steely, how are you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Congratulations on your win last Friday night, I believe. How's your season been going so far?
It's been going pretty good. We have a streak going right now, two in a row, hoping to continue it Saturday night.
Where are you running at Saturday night?
We will be in Logan Sport, Indiana.
Is that like one of your home tracks, or what is your home track?
That would be considered our home track, yes.
Oh, cool. So you get around there pretty good, then, I take it.
Yeah, not too bad.
Yeah, definitely. So how long have you been racing? What got you started in it?
Well, this will be my 10th year racing. I started because my dad has been racing for several years as well, and he builds race cars for a living.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that his company, Concept Chassis?
Yes, that is his company.
Cool. So you've been pretty much raised around race cars since you were out of Pampers.
Yeah, pretty much.
There you go. How much of an advantage do you think, or is there even an advantage of the fact that you can build your own car and you know that car from end to end?
There's a little advantage because, you know, like you said, you know it from end to end and you know what it does and what it should do and how it should be.
Yeah, definitely. So, do you run any other, trying to think, what classes do you run in specifically? I'm not familiar with all of the open wheel sprint car type classes. I'm still learning. So clue me in. How many different divisions do you run in?
Well, I run in two different divisions, just wing and non-wing divisions.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I do.
Which one do you like better?
I'd rather run wing, but I run more non-wing.
What's the difference? I mean, I know there's a ton of downforce generated from that wing, but from the driver's seat, what's the difference between a wing and a non-wing car?
From the driver's seat, wing's a lot easier to drive because, like you said, it has a lot of downforce holding the car down. Non-wing, it's more of just like kind of like floating around the track. It's more of a, it takes more of a driver to wheel a non-wing car.
There you go. How far do you plan on going? I'm racing with these classes, or are you wanting to move up and go on to something else?
I would like to move up to sprint cars at some point in life. Like
that's
full
what
sprint
you got
cars.
Your set sight on, huh?
Go ahead.
How old are you, Dawson?
I will be 17 in a month.
I ask this pretty much every show, and then I'm just amazed at the ages of a lot of the drivers that I get to talk to how young they got started and everything. It's really changed since back in my day. But that's cool. It gives you a lot more experience, plus it gives you a lot longer career, too.
Yep.
Do you do much touring type? Do you travel to different tracks sort of to get
you
ready for
it? Oh, yeah, we travel all over.
Oh, you do, huh?
Yeah.
How do you like that? How do you like showing up at a new track and trying to beat the regular guys that know that track in and out? Does that motivate you a lot more when you go there?
It makes it a lot more difficult because they have the home field advantage,
yeah,
and they know how that track is and what the track does. So you just got to kind of learn fast on what the track's going to be like, I guess.
Who helps you out the most in practice with the setup and everything? Who's your crew chief?
My dad's my crew chief. He does all the wrenching and stuff on the car.
Well, you got a pretty good deal going there. Definitely sounds like a top-notch family type deal. Is any of your other family involved in it?
Well, one of my cousins is involved, but other than that, mostly it's just friends that we've met going down the road.
Cool deal. Sounds like you have a lot of fun doing it. About how many races a year do you run?
We probably run about 30 a year.
Wow, that keeps you on the road, keeps you active, huh?
That's definitely a busy schedule.
Mostly around Indiana?
We run most of the shows are in Indiana, but we go to Illinois some, Missouri some, Oklahoma a little bit, Michigan, Wisconsin.
Where's some of your favorite tracks around in that area, and is there any of the big money shows that you especially look forward to going to?
I look forward to going to one in Illinois. It's the Terry Sprague Memorial. It's at Southern Illinois Raceway. Another one of my favorites is Sweet Springs, Missouri. There's a track there that I really enjoy going to.
Your home track, I can't remember the name of it, but What type of track is it? Is it more of a flat track or is it a bank track or what are you dealing with there?
The home track, it's like, it's got some bank. It's not super banked. It's just, it's got a decent amount of banking.
What size is it?
I'm pretty sure it's an 8, I think.
Cool deal. So it's pretty tight quarter racing then. It's pretty much in that bull ring category, I would guess.
Yeah, for the most part.
How does that temper your driving style when you go to another track? So you go to another track that's a bit bigger, closer to 3/8. How much do you have to adapt just from running that extra length of straightaway and probably more of an arc in the corner from what you do at your track? And, you know, how fast, really, that's what I'm trying to find out, is how fast can you pick it up and be competitive in one night?
Well, some of the bigger tracks, the bigger tracks are not as hard to adapt to. The smaller, tight bullrings that are the difficult ones for you to adapt to.
Oh, cool. See, I learn something all the time on this show. How good are you at, you know, judging your track surface and having an idea of how the track surface is going to change throughout the night, or do you pretty much leave that up to your dad?
It's kind of a group decision thing. We just kind of talk about it, and we decide what we think it's going to do and be.
Yeah, that worked out for me back when I had a late model team. Yeah, you can make decisions by yourself like that and everything, but if you get a group effort in it and get more than one set of eyes looking at circumstances like the track surface and how it's changing and everything, a lot of times you see things from another angle you didn't see before, and it, you know, helps in your decision-making process.
For sure.
So do you and your dad travel together in the car hauler and spend a lot of time, especially after the race, driving back, talking and discussing what happened that night?
Yeah, normally it's me and him, and normally a couple other guys ride with us. But, yeah, we basically on the way to the tracks, we discuss what we'd like to accomplish and achieve and test with the cars what we'd like to try. And on the way back, we do a recap on what we'd like to improve on and what we think we could change on the car to make the car better than it was.
Cool deal. It's kind of like having a conference in a conference room, really. You got everybody there sharing ideas while they're still fresh in your mind.
Yeah.
And then again, I was the same way. I had two other guys that rode with me, and we always talked the whole time. It was never dead silence. So that's cool, too. I'm an asphalt racer, but a lot of things carry over from one type to the other.
Have you
done any asphalt racing, or has all your racing been on dirt?
All my racing so far has been on dirt. I've had a couple opportunities to race on asphalt, just never schedules never jive together to make it work.
Any interest in it at all?
I have some, just because it'll help improve the dirt driving style, too. It'll help everything.
Yeah.
Learning.
Seat time is time.
Go ahead.
Well, I don't know. I'm not, like I said, I've been an asphalt guy pretty much all my life, and I hadn't had that much experience with dirt or even with sprint cars, but I'm really kind of fascinated by them. They're on my bucket list of things to do. But, yeah, I enjoy crossing over from one to the other and learning something new all the time about racing. And that's one of the good things about doing this show. I get to talk to people like you and learn from you and pick up little tidbits and everything. And that's one of the good things about this show, really. At least it's a highlight for me. At 17, are you still in school?
Yeah, I'm still in school. I have 2 more years, and then I'll be out.
Any plans after high school, college, or anything like that, or just keep on racing?
I plan on going to college to be a machine operator to take over the machining side of the company to make the parts for the race cars.
Cool deal. That's a good way to go. That's unusual that you got a plan like that, but you've got a good opportunity, so that's definitely a cool deal.
It helps.
Yeah, definitely so. It's something I'm not very skilled at. And, is there anything CNC generated or anything you see in your future? Is that the way things are going to go now?
Yes, that's the plan I have been trying to take, is go CNC so we can do all the parts that anything we want to, really.
Yeah. If you can get hooked up into that, you, like you said, you can do anything you want to do then. Everything can be done in-house, and quality control will just get that much better.
Sure.
Are you still planning on driving at the same time, or
are you
going to hang up your helmet and just concentrate solely on the business?
No, I'll drive. I'll still do all the driving and stuff on the weekends, and then just work all the other time.
Cool deal. Excellent. Be 17 and have a plan like that in the future to look forward to. That's really good. What about your social life? How do you mix all of it together? School, racing, and being 17 years old.
Just kind of make it all work, go to school, and then right after school come to work, and then go home and hit the books and study and get all that stuff done, too.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like you have much free time, but then again, it sounds like it's what you want and what you're happy doing, so kudos for that. I'm sitting here looking at a picture of some pictures of some of your cars, and I don't know. I might be able to talk Mr. CJ Sports into hooking up, and we'll go make a road trip to Indiana, and maybe I can come see you then. Learn some more then. Have somebody I can ask questions to.
That'd be cool.
Good deal. While we got a minute here, take some time, give a shout out to anybody you want to, recognize, your family, your crew, or just anybody,
I'd like to thank all the guys that help us out, like John, Gary, Dad, FM Garage, Concept Chassis, J&J Pest Control, SHC, Solutions Heating and Cooling, Shiley Racing Engines, Engler Machine, CSI Shocks, Kaiser Aluminum Wheels, and Happy's Transport and Star Graphics.
Cool deal. You got quite a few sponsors there, and every little bit helps, I'm sure. Do you kind of get a lot of sponsors through Concept Chassis, through other companies that deal with your companies?
Yeah, that's where most of them come from, except obviously the J&J Pest Control and the SHC Solutions Heating and Cooling wouldn't really be involved in that. Those are more of just friends that we've met along the way, but all the other ones, are just ran through the company, I guess you could say.
Cool deal. Do you do much outside work for your sponsors, show cars, conventions, things like that?
No, we don't do too much of that. I mean, if they wanted us to and that's what we had to do, then, yeah, that's what we'd do.
Cool deal. I'm trying to write all this down, too, so I can remember it later. I appreciate all the information. Typically, when does your racing season start and finish? What month of the year? I know it's pretty much the summer, but how deep into the fall and stuff do you race?
Normally, we start about mid-April, and then normally everything ends about the end of October, and then there's a couple indoor shows that we go hit, too.
That's another deal that gets me, too. Now they can haul in some dirt and run an indoor show like that.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah, it is. You know, really, it's awesome that they can even pull it off. And then the racing that I've seen, the competition's been really good, too. So it's really a win-win. How different is the track surface from being based on top of a concrete slab floor as opposed to being a natural surface? Can you feel a difference in the car?
You can't really necessarily feel a difference because, I mean, it's still dirt. But
yeah,
the car runs differently because you're in an enclosed atmosphere, and the temperatures and pressures and stuff in the air change the way the cars run.
That was my next question was about that. What about the exhaust and stuff like that? I guess it would definitely keep the ambient temperature inside pretty high. Is that a problem? Is there any kind of cooling problems? Is there anything you experience?
There's normally not cooling problems. Really, there's not really normally any problems with the cars. Normally, it's just the difficulty of sometimes breathing with all the exhaust fumes and stuff in the air.
Yeah, I could see that. I remember not long after Bruton Smith bought Bristol Motor Speedway, they was talking about they were going to enclose it and make it an indoor track, actually, but that was one of the big problems they couldn't figure out as to how the exhaust fumes would get out of the building and not accumulate in there. So maybe if Bruton's still interested, he could check with some of these places that run these indoor races and find out how they do it and adapt it to a larger scale.
Yeah, I'm sure it could be done somehow.
I would assume they run those more toward the end of the fall and stuff like that, in the colder months.
The indoor races?
Yeah,
mostly they're through. They do most of them through November to February time period.
How good of fans do they draw? Do they draw pretty good even at that time of the year?
Yeah, they actually draw very good crowds because, I mean, there's nothing else to really do unless you want to go play in the snow.
Yeah, that makes sense. They draw a good field of cars, too, then I would imagine.
Oh, yeah. I think the Tulsa shootout, this year I think they had 1,200 car entries.
Oh, man. That's wild. That's unreal.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah, CJ, if you're listening, we got to kick a road trip out to Indiana. I'll make a list. So, how long has your dad, your Concept Chassis Company, how long has he been in business? Is this something that he's done after he finished driving, or is this something that connected with his driving time? Or
he did this through his driving career and just kind of developed the company through driving. He started racing when he was 17 in 1991 and then built his first car in 1993 at the age of 19.
Oh, wow. And then he just kind of morphed from knowing how to fix his stuff to working on other people's stuff and then carried on from there.
Pretty much just evolved and developed through his thoughts and feeling of the cars and driving them.
That's cool. That's really good that you get to work in a family business that's also turned out to be something you're very involved in and really enjoy doing. You have any brothers and sisters that are involved in racing at all, or is it pretty much just you?
I have a sister that comes to the races sometimes, but other than that, no, not really.
Well, so your sister doesn't have any interest in driving or anything, and I take it.
She's only seven, so Wow. She's still young. Yeah, she could.
Yeah, I didn't realize she was that young, but then again, you know, they do start them early now, so.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe there'll be something there for her, too. Who knows? She could turn out to replace Danica Patrick.
She could.
Hmm. Have you been to Indy for the 500 or any of those races?
I haven't been to the Indy 500 or anything like that. I've been to a couple NASCAR races and stuff, but it's just hard to get away from me racing to go to those things.
Yeah, if you're running over 30 races a year, it, like I said, it doesn't leave much spare time. What NASCAR tracks did you go to?
I've been to Michigan
Ooh.
International Speedway and Chicagoland.
There you go. They're two good tracks. A lot of speed at Michigan, and Chicagoland is actually one of the better mile-and-a-half tracks as far as the racing goes there. But it's good that you've at least had a chance. Do you ever try to make plans? I'm kind of interested in the Indy 500 right now because of the special anniversary and everything. Is that something that's on your bucket list of things to do?
Yeah, I think it'd be cool to go do something like that just because it's not something that many people really get to do through their lifetime.
No. I didn't know if sorry, lost my train of thought there, brain fart. I was just wondering, you know, trying to get an idea of how your attitude is as opposed to racing on asphalt, as opposed to racing on dirt. But you stick with, then again, you stick with what you do best, so it sounds like a dirt is the way to go for you right now. Your sprint car aspirations, God, I'm having trouble getting my tongue to work. But wanting to drive a sprint car and everything, is there a time frame on that when you know, are you saying, well, I've got to get this done by the time I'm so many years old or I'm not going to be able to do it? Do you ever put yourself in a box like that?
I'm kind of hoping within the next few years get an opportunity to either us own one or drive for somebody or somehow get into one way or another.
Do you think that that is something that you could maybe run or build a concept chassis car from and base it off of that, your own design or an improvement on somebody else's design?
We could if we wanted to, but we just kind of want to stick with the field that we're in just so we don't get all scattered out on everything, because then you get kind of, you'll get stuck on one thing and the other career will just kind of wash away potentially. So we just kind of want to stick with this micro deal, and if we do the sprint car deal, just buy one from a company.
I understand that. That sounds like a pretty good way to go, especially not wanting to get too spread out. Then again, usually in situations where teams get too big and try to do too much, quality control kind of slacks off and it affects their performance at the track. Let's take a minute. How much social media, how active are you on social media, and how does it tie in with your racing and with your dad's company?
I try to be as active as I can with social media, like posting how we did or if we did good or not good, and try to keep updated on how busy we are at the shop and all that kind of stuff.
Let everybody know how they can keep up with what's going on with your racing on social media.
Yeah, they can. On Facebook and stuff, I try to post how it's going.
Yeah, are you on Twitter or anything else?
Yeah, I'm on Twitter and Instagram as well.
Cool deal. Do you find that you attract more of a following, or does it bring more business? Have you noticed an increase through social media as opposed to what you do face-to-face at the track, meeting fans and stuff?
The social media things, really, it helps just get the name out there, because you can just scroll through Facebook and just see the name, and it gets the word spreads, as opposed to having to travel all over the place to get the name out and stuff like that.
Your dad's company, Concept Chassis, can people keep up with what's happening with you and some of the other teams that are running your chassis? Do y'all, through that company, is there a lot of social media posting?
Yeah, on the Concept Chassis Facebook page, we try to keep a win list on who's got how many wins and how people finish, but not so much on the website page, but on the Facebook page, we try to keep an accurate, updated finishing stat deal.
Cool deal. How successful are your chassis for other teams? Do other teams win like you win because of the chassis, or do you win because of your driving ability?
Well, I guess it's more so just a combination of being a good driver and being able to drive the car and want to put the time and effort into making the car fast on its own. And then, yeah, obviously you having to drive it.
Yeah, I can see that too. I'm not thinking nationwide, but how big an area is Concept Chassis cars run in? Are they all concentrated around you, or is the business spread out more across the United States?
It's all over. We have cars from California to New York, Oklahoma, Wisconsin, Iowa, just a little bit everywhere.
Well, I am definitely going to start keeping up, checking in on Concept Chassis too. I like the sound of things. It sounds like it's a pretty big company, definitely grown from just being a small family type deal. I would assume, from what I've heard, pat on the back to your dad. Sounds like he's done a real good job with it.
Yeah, we've been pretty successful with it.
Well, I hope things keep up for you, and I'm glad I got to meet you and talk with you tonight, Dawson. Like I said, I learn all the time, and I picked up a lot of information from you, and I'll definitely keep up with what you're doing. Let us know, make some posts on Facebook and stuff, and let us know how you're doing, and I'll definitely check in on Concept Chassis more and see how some of the other teams are doing. And thanks a lot for coming on, and I hope your season continues to go as good as it has been since you're on a 2-race win streak now. Keep that up. Let us know how it's going, and maybe we'll get you back on later on in the year and check in again with you and see how things are going.
All right. That sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Thank you again, Dawson. Really nice to meet you. We'll talk to you later, bud.
Nice to meet you.
All right. All right, folks, that was a young man named Dawson Steele, very accomplished open-wheel driver. Probably going to hear that name quite often again, too. And if you're thinking about getting into this type of racing, keep in mind Concept Chassis. They do sound like a pretty big company with a lot of winning races, so definitely somebody you'd want to get in with. But let's talk to another of our guests tonight. This young lady is from Las Vegas, and not only is driving a super late model, she is also branching out and doing some modified driving now, spreading her wings quite a bit. So let's see what's happening with Miss Kylie Barker. Kylie, how you doing tonight?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
We're finer than hen's teeth down here this weekend. What's lined up for you? You racing Saturday?
Yeah, I have a double main in the super late model at the Bullring here in Las Vegas. So, had a big weekend again.
Cool deal. How many races a year do you usually run? Are you just concentrate on the schedule at the Bullring, or do you run quite a few other shows in addition?
Well, we're just focusing on the Bullring schedule, but we're also doing some Lucas Oil modified races. Like
there
I just did one here the 21st. I just did the Lucas race here, and then I'm going to do the next one, or 2 months from now on July 23rd in Salt Lake City. And then also over the summer break, going to travel with the super late model to Tucson and California.
Cool deal. How do you like that? How do you like getting out on the road and showing up in somebody else's home track and then spanking them and going home with their trophy? is that more of something you want to do, the travel and everything?
Yeah, I definitely want to travel a lot more. That's pretty much what you have to do to get more experience and race against better people.
Yeah, definitely. So you're always running into a new class of talent when you show up at a new track, so that just sharpens your skills and abilities at the same time. How did you do with the modified, the last race you ran with it?
Well, I qualified 26th, and then I ended up finishing 20th and on the lead lap, so that was a pretty good night. We were still down probably about 100 horsepower compared to the big guys out there, since we had a problem with the motor the week before. But so we ended up using my super late model teammate, his super late model motor, which is way less than what all the modified guys have, just to be able to run the race.
Well, but then again, like you said, you know, there are positives. You know, I always looked at, you know, if I qualified 30th, I wanted to finish at the worst, 29th. I wanted to finish better than what I qualified at and what I started at. So you accomplished that. You stayed on the lead lap, stayed out of trouble. So definitely a good learning experience for you. How do you like running the modified compared to running the super late model?
Compared to running the super, I like it a lot more because there's a lot more cars than what I'm running against in the super late. And so they have B mains in the modifieds, which I think that's really good because it's a really competitive field. And when we qualify, we're within hundredths of each other and tenths of each other. And it's not really spread out over seconds, like kind of how the super lates are sometimes.
Yeah.
So I really enjoy the modifieds a lot because even some of the super late guys are selling their supers and going into the modifieds just because it's a better series.
Really? That's interesting to know. And you mentioned that it's usually a larger and a more closely grouped together field with the modifieds than with the super late models. You know, like you said, tenths and hundredths of a second difference between seconds of a difference in lap times.
Right.
Is that, that pretty much keeps you in traffic most of the time. Do you have a problem with that? Do you mind running in traffic like that, or would you just rather be out front away from everybody else?
Oh, I mean, even out front in the modifieds, you're still hitting lap cars within 10 laps. So either way, you're in traffic with those guys.
How long have you been racing, Kylie?
Almost 11 years now.
Oh, wow. I'm probably going to be stunned by this. How old are you now?
I'm 18.
Oh, you started young, obviously, too. What got you started in it? Is it part of, are you from a race family?
Yeah, my dad used to race, and so he would take me into the shops in the baby carrier, working on his car, working on off-road trucks or late models, whatever it was. And so I just grew up at the track and around it for as long as I can remember.
Cool deal. Are you racing against people that, drivers that you grew up with and everything?
Oh, yeah. Yep. That's basically all the guys I'm racing against.
That's cool, too. Do you, I'm sure not at the bull ring, but when you travel out of town, excuse me, do you run into any kind of prejudice or any kind of backlash, really, about being a female in a predominantly male sport?
No. I mean, they're all used to me running with them now, so I don't really get anything like that. But, no, I'm just one of them, really. So that's the way they look at me, and that's the way I'm treated, which is nice.
Yeah, it definitely is, and it's good to hear that that type of resentment and prejudice and everything is fading out of racing, that the female aspect of female drivers and everything is really starting to grow. How far do you plan on taking this? How far do you want to go in racing?
My ultimate goal is to race in the Camping World Truck Series on Thor Sport Racing, but all it takes is money, so if we get a few big sponsors behind me, then I could be racing with them tomorrow.
Cool deal. Yeah, it's like pretty much any level of that of racing you run into, it all gets down to sponsorship and to the dollars. So I hope that works out for you to get there. I was looking at your car. I got to ask you, the splash behind the numbers, where did you come up with that? And does that have any special meaning for you?
Well, when I first started racing in the Bandoleros, before my first race when we were painting the car and everything and getting all the vinyl done, we were trying to think of something that nobody else had out there, basically. That way it just wasn't another car. And so that's where the splat came from, and now everyone knows me by that. So it's kind of my trademark now after all these years.
Cool deal. It's, you know, definitely unique. I noticed it when, you know, scanning through Facebook before, it caught my eye, and I've kind of kept up with you after that and how I got interested in what you're doing. Another one of the questions I got is your number is 34, and then in the 4 it says plus 2. You have to explain that one to me.
Well, one of my sponsors, ExecuClean, Mo, who owns it, when I was growing up, my dad used to help him on his late model and on his street stock, and his number was 36. But when my dad raced, his number was 34. So Mo, before I started racing, he kept asking me what number I was going to be. And so I always used to say 34, just like my dad. And jokingly, he said, oh, well, you can't pit over here with us. You're going to have to pit way down there. So as a joke, we made it 34 plus 2. And now that's also become one of my trademarks because everyone knows me by that.
That's a cool deal, you know. And it's a good thing to have. It's something that makes you unique and, you know, plants a bug in somebody's ear. You never know when that potential sponsor for your truck ride will be looking and see that and notice you from there. How much do you use social media in your racing? Is it a pretty big factor with you now?
Oh, yeah, I'm constantly on it, just updating my racing page on Facebook and then Instagram and Twitter. So it's pretty big because it helps get my sponsors' names out there and it helps just expand my network of people that I'm connected to.
Definitely so. As far as your education, do you have any goals set, degrees in any type of, in any field in college or anything?
Well, currently I just finished my freshman year of college. And so I'm getting ready to start summer classes soon because I'm going to try and graduate early. But I think what I'm going to do is just take on the business side of racing. That way I have that aspect of it in my pocket at all times. So I'm going to be majoring in business management. And that way it can help me in anything, too.
Oh, yeah, definitely so. And plus, it'll give you an avenue of improvement, you know, as far as your public speaking skills and things like that. Definitely an advantage there. Do you do a lot of car shows, personal appearances, things like that?
Yes, I do a lot of charity events. Currently, cool. I'm the spokesperson for Project 150, which is a nonprofit organization here in Las Vegas that helps homeless and disadvantaged teens in all of the high schools here. So I'm their spokesperson. And when they do their charity events, I'll have my car out there and just be signing autographs, giving away stuff. Anything I can do to help those guys, definitely. And then when I get a sponsor, like, for example, the new sponsor I have right now, it's Las Vegas Car and Truck, and they're a used car lot. So they're getting ready to expand and move to a new store. So I'll be with my car during their grand opening.
Oh, that's awesome. That's really cool hearing about your charity work and everything like that. It's glad to hear a driver give back to the sport like you do and everything. Are there any other charities or anything else you want to mention, you want to give a shout-out to?
Well, I work with the Las Vegas Labrador Rescue as well. So what they do is they'll get Labradors from Utah, sometimes from other states, but they mostly come from Utah and just come down to Vegas, and they get fostered out to their forever home. But first, there's a whole process that the applicants have to go through in order to make sure that it's a good fit for the dog and for the new owners of the dog. So we ended up adopting one of them. So now we have two dogs, but yeah, so.
Ooh.
Yeah, they're just really great organizations.
Yeah, my hat is definitely off to you. That's great that you involve yourself in charity work and stuff like that too. But with the amount of time you spend on that and the amount of time racing and the amount of time in your continuing your education, do you have any spare time, and what do you do in your spare time to relax?
Well, I work too, so.
really Where do you work at?
Well, I actually work for my teammate, so that's kind of nice because he's flexible with my hours during school. And, of course, during summer I can work all the time. And then I also have another job. So we have racing, two jobs, school, the charity events. But, I mean, it's not too bad. I'm used to it by now, so I'm pretty good at scheduling stuff. And then also the gym. I live there, so.
Yeah, I saw a picture of you working out with a tire.
Oh, that one.
And I'm like, well, this girl does it all. I mean, you've got a pretty full life from what you've told me so far. That's just really interesting. It's good to hear somebody your age that has that mindset and dedication to do all these different type of things that you do, and you obviously get a lot of enjoyment out of all of them. So that's a cool deal. That's pretty impressive. I got to say, you're a very impressive person.
Well, thank you.
Well, you are. I mean, you know, you, like I said, you give back, and that's something a lot of young drivers especially need to learn how to do as far as driving a race car. You need to learn to appreciate where you came from and everything, and I think you do that. How much do you have a time limit as to, or have you set a box for where you want to accomplish certain things? Like, you know, are you thinking, I need to get in this Thor Sport ride within the next 3 years or something like that, or is it just an open field of vision for you as far as the future in racing goes?
Well, I'm giving myself as much time as I need. the biggest thing is just finding a sponsor that's willing to go with me to that level, because it's a lot of money. But, you know, I think with enough hard work and looking for sponsors, I'll get there. It's just a matter of time.
Atta girl. You make it sound like, you know, there's a connection between you and Thor Sport. How did that develop? How did you catch their eye, so to speak?
Well, for my 16th birthday, so my birthday is July, and the end of July, which also happens to be when the Eldora truck races. So for my 16th birthday, that's what we went and did. We went to Eldora for the truck race. And then, so Sandusky is right next to where Eldora is. And Sandusky is where Thor Sports Shop is. And I've liked Matt Crafton for forever. He's always been my favorite driver. And so that's what I also wanted to do for my birthday was go to Thor Sport Racing and just go get a tour of the shop, basically. So we went there, and it was on the day of my actual birthday, so that was really cool. And then Matt came and helped me and, like, just walked the shop with me and talked to me. He was probably there for almost 2 hours just hanging out with me, which was awesome. But the way I got connected to Matt was I would say I was probably in eighth or ninth grade, and I had this school project where we had to get, like, basically do an interview in of someone who was, like, a professional in the career that we wanted to go in the field that we wanted to go in. So I reached out to Matt on Facebook, and I asked him if he would be willing to help me and just answer a few questions. And he did, and he wrote me – I just asked him a few questions, and he wrote me an awesome response, and I got an A on the project, so that was good. So basically that's just how that connection happened, was through a school project that I had to do. And then now they said that they would take me, just need money, so –
Yeah, definitely, but that's a cool deal that you just kind of worked yourself right on into a good deal. That's pretty sharp. That's pretty good. What did you think of the truck race up at Eldora, the trucks being on dirt and everything?
Oh, it's awesome. We went back for – well, it was really cool because we went to the inaugural race on my 16th birthday, and then 2 years later for my 18th birthday, we went and did the same thing, and then we went back to the shop, and then Matt came and hung out again. So I think it's really cool them running on dirt. It's pretty – I've ran dirt once, and I think it's pretty cool. So it's fun watching them different when you're walking through the pit, seeing everything that's changed from versus them running on asphalt. It's definitely different.
Yeah, definitely. So what did you drive in your dirt experience? Was it a dirt late model?
No, I wish. I drove a bomber, like a factory stock, basically.
There you go. You got to start somewhere. What was your impression? Was it that much difficult or that much different than driving on asphalt to you?
I mean, I liked it, but I still like my asphalt more, I guess. I did pretty well, I think. So it was really fun. It was definitely a learning experience at first, and then I started to get a hang of it. And then, so it was pretty fun. Definitely different.
Yeah, definitely different, and always good to try a new experience, to try something new. So, that's cool, too. I really want to keep up with your modified racing to see how you do in that. From what you've said, that sounds like a pretty interesting class of cars. I like the concept.
Yeah, and it's actually televised, too, so on TV. Yep.
Yeah?
Yep. So that the Lucas Oil Modified Series is now televised, so it's pretty cool. It's definitely taking off really, really well.
Yeah, I haven't that long ago stepped up and paid a little bit extra to get MAV TV. That was one of the reasons I stepped my cable package up.
Yep.
And I wasn't aware that they ran those. They televised those races, so I'll definitely be watching that, too, and definitely be looking for you, too, see how things go with you. When's your next race scheduled for your modified deal?
July 23rd in Salt Lake.
In Salt Lake.
Yep.
Wow.
Up in Utah.
Well, that's not too far travel, but that is a little bit of distance.
That's not too bad. We're used to driving 4 hours to go race in California because there's not really any other tracks that are close except for maybe Havasu, which is only a couple hours away. But really for us traveling, we have to drive quite a distance because there's no other tracks around us.
I understand that. and you said yourself, you know, that you liked the doing the traveling and everything.
Oh,
yeah. I saw a notice here today that NASCAR has sanctioned a track in Alaska.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool. But, man, just the travel time would make it tough to travel to. I don't remember right off what classes they said they were running and everything, but if it came down to it and the opportunity was there, would you take your super late model up there and give it a shot?
Oh, yeah. I'd drive anywhere.
I hear you, girl. That's the attitude it takes to race nowadays, really. It sounds like you've got a pretty good game plan going. Everything, you got a lot going on, but you got it all kind of planned out and laid out where you can do it, get everything done. Take a minute while we got some time and give a shout out to anybody you want to, your sponsors, your family, shop dog, whoever.
Well, definitely God for giving me all of this. Definitely blessed my parents because they put all of their hard-earned money into just my what started out as a hobby. And now it's definitely much more than that. Las Vegas Car and Truck for hopping on board. Dan, Shannon, and David over there, Michelle, for all hopping on board with us and taking a leap of faith in me. And Greg, Patrick, for coming out and helping. Pat, Tom, everyone at H-Town Racing for letting me drive the modified. And, I mean, just all the guys that come out and help, all the fans that come out to the track. It definitely wouldn't be possible without them.
Definitely. So, I'm sure there's a lot of fan interaction between you and the fans. I know you know, from what you've told me with your charity work and everything else, is that something else that gives you more personal satisfaction, is talking with younger race fans and wannabe drivers and, like I said, younger fans? Like, I don't want to call them kids or anything, but, you know, not only people that want to start young that can talk to somebody young like yourself, but for the female image too, other young ladies that want to race. You find that you draw a lot of those fans?
Yeah, definitely. Well, in the super lates out here, I'm usually the only girl every weekend, so it's been about like that for a few years now. So, but I mean, I used to be like them, so I know what it's like to look up to a female racer, because before I started racing, I did the same thing. So we usually have this weekend we have an autograph session, so we all take our cars out on the track and then the fans can come down for about 45 minutes and just go through the cars and get autographs and stuff, and then after all the races are over, the pits are open to the fans to come out and go into the pits and see everything and get autographs sent too. So, yeah, it's definitely, I like interacting with the fans, because without them, you know, we wouldn't be racing.
Yeah, definitely. And I used to be that way too. I was, you know, all the tracks that I ran at, they opened the track after the races and let the fans come down, and I would always wait and not try to hurry up and load my car into the trailer, let it sit outside where people, especially kids, can come up and look and actually look inside and see what it's like and climb in and sit and such as that. One more thing I got to ask, stuff I keep picking up. Crazy Bug, where did that name come from?
Well, my nickname's always been Bug for as long as I can remember. And so someone at the track one time just called me Crazy Bug, and it kind of stuck. So that's been on my car probably six or seven years now, maybe longer than that. So it's been quite a while. But that's just been, I don't know, someone called me at one time and it just stuck. So we kept it.
I know exactly what you mean. Harry Hyde called me Big Sweat one time, and after that, I very seldom heard anybody call me Steve in the garage. That's cool, though. You've got all these little things that make you recognizable, and that's definitely a plus. If there's anybody out there that's interested in sponsoring somebody, getting involved in maybe the craft, the Camping World Truck Series, this is a lady you might want to keep your eye on and might want to look into. Her name is Kylie Barker, and she, from talking with you, I can tell you she's a very accomplished young woman, both as a racing, as a racer, and as a person. I'm glad I got to meet you tonight, Kylie, and I do appreciate you coming on and talking with me.
Well, thank you for having me.
I'll definitely keep up with you. Let everybody know, you know, for sure how they can follow you on social media.
Well, on Facebook, we have my racing page, which is Kaylee Barker Racing. On Instagram, my username is CrazyBug34. And then on Twitter, it's KBR34+2.
Cool deal, cool deal. Like I said, thank you again very much for coming on, and I will definitely be following you through the year. And you're a member of my group, NASCAR and Other Racing. Keep posting things so my group members can keep up with you. And good luck with the deal with Thor Sports. I have a good feeling about that. I mean, you know, from what I've heard talking to you and everything, you would definitely be an advantage to anybody that needed a good spokesperson for their product. So then again, people, if you're listening, you want to sponsor somebody up and coming that'll generate some interest, get behind this young driver here. She'll do it for you. Thanks again for coming on, and I'll be back in touch later on in the year, and we'll see how your year goes for you.
All right. Well, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Great. Not a problem, Kaylee. Thanks again. It's nice meeting you.
Nice meeting you, too.
All right. All right, folks, that's going to about wrap it up for tonight's program. I hope you all enjoyed it, because I certainly did. Both talking with both Dawson and Kylie, you know, I've learned a lot, picked up some more information, and this is why I'm so grateful to Mr. CJ Sports for letting me do this show. I do learn a lot on it myself, and I hope you listening in learn from it too. So, CJ, while we're shutting this down, let everybody know what you got going on with all your various projects and everything.
Make sure you guys check us out, the 110 Nation Sports Show, Mondays through Wednesday at 9 p.m. We also got on the 110 Nation Sports Radio Network tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, Hot Laps with Stats, another local racing show. And then make sure you guys check us out on Twitter at 110 Nation, and check us out on Facebook, 110 Nation Sports.
Definitely so, people. Keep up with what's happening both on the national level in racing and on the local short track level in racing. You can go to the 110 Sports Radio Network and catch all kinds of good shows tomorrow night. Like CJ mentioned, Mike Perricone will be here with his program centered on racing in the Northeast. Check us out in my group, NASCAR and Other Racing. Come enjoy the ARCA race with us tomorrow. We'll have a race thread for that. We'll have a race thread Saturday for the Xfinity Series at Pocono. And, of course, we'll run a race thread on Sunday for the Cup race. Pardon me. So if you enjoy interacting with other group members, please come join us. It's a world of fun. I really enjoy it. And like everything else, you know, it's an opportunity to learn something, and I usually pick up something. As far as social media goes for me, I have a blog that I post on Tuesdays, NASCAR Shit, Racing with Big Sweat. I'll let you know what I think about the weekend previous with the NASCAR racing and the weekend coming up. So check that out on Monday nights from 7 to 8 o'clock. Check out Rubbing is Racing with Mr. CJ Sports and myself, opinionating about the previous race weekend in NASCAR. And as always, check out the show here. I'm on Thursday nights, Racing with Big Sweat. So keep us in mind. Thank you very much for tuning in tonight. And I'll talk to you again next Thursday night. See ya.